She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Andrea Donsky, my fabulous co-host, is off today. Being a parent can be very challenging. I won't get into the details of the fit my daughter had this morning, but let's just say it can be tough. But one of the things that I believe is so important in parent-child relationships is respect. Now, some people might think I'm just talking about kids respecting their parents. I'm talking about a two-way street. I'm also talking about parents respecting their kids. And here to talk more about this is the wonderful Jay Fitter, MFT. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me on.
It's so nice to have you on, Jay. I love your book, and we've had discussions before. Talk to us about when I talk about respect, and when you talk about respect, what does that mean to respect your children?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I think it's important for parents to know what it doesn't mean. You know, it doesn't mean giving over authority to your children. It doesn't mean letting them control the house. And so many parents see that as like, you know, respect. You know, how can I do that? I have to be in charge. And it has nothing to do with that. I think as a parent, it's our responsibility to help to guide our children, and it's our job to create the rules and to direct them and such. But respecting them is an attitude. It's the way we see them, the way we interact with them, not a sense of ownership like I think so many parents do. They see, you know, their children are the only people that they say things to. They say, you know, negative comments of shut up and get out of here, or hit them out of anger. Whereas, you know, because like I said, there's a sense of ownership, whereas respect, a sense of this is a person, not only is this a person, but this is probably one of the most important people in the world to me. And the way I interact with them is, you know, we take them for granted. We take our kids for granted that we can do whatever we want, because like I said, I think there is that sense of oh, they're my kids. I can do what I want. Don't tell me what to do. Kind of like.
Oh, I completely agree, and I think we definitely need to change that paradigm. Now, today we're going to be talking about five reasons to choose discipline over punishment. The segment goes fast, so we're going to jump right in. Punishment leads to overreacting, number one.
Yeah, you know, I think because it's so, it's spontaneous, it's not thought through, so when you punish, it's basically just a reaction to a situation. It's not, you know, the parent who says, you've lost your phone for a year or something like that to their teenager, or they spank their kids because they're angry, and then they're like, oh my gosh, what did I do? You know, and so it leads to that because they don't think, because as parents sometimes we don't think, we just react. And when we do it out of anger, that's where we get ourselves in real trouble.
Yeah, it is. The next is punishing doesn't teach lessons.
Yeah, in essence, the lessons that it teaches is that if somebody does something that we don't like, we can hit them. We can do whatever we want to get them to do to get them to, you know, accomplish what we're trying to do without considering what's going on with them. So you see that often with kids who are, for example, get in trouble at school for bullying and things like that. Those are kids who experience punishment and things at home, because that's the way they learned how to deal with situations. So it teaches them. It just teaches them if someone doesn't do what you want, you can hurt them or do however you want to react to it without any thought of really trying to resolve the situation.
That's something that I've noticed as well. Number three is parents and children are mismatched.
Yes, and that I see a lot, especially with fathers and children. And you know, you get angry, your child does something, and you know, you come after them, whether with a belt or your hand or whatever, and to think a moment. It's like you're not on the same level. I mean, you're physically maybe several times bigger than they are. You are significantly stronger than them. You're more intelligent than them. You have all of this life skills and knowledge, and yet, you know, you're just venting this to, you know, as if, you know, to this little child who just is going to react out of fear. And that's the relationship, in essence, you're fostering, is just a sense of fear with your child, and not a sense of being able to trust and talk and share with, but something where the child is going to want to avoid interaction with you.
Yeah, I completely agree. Now, Jay, we've talked about children deserve the same respect as adults, and I couldn't agree more. And number five is punishment creates a fear-based relationship. And that's huge, because that's going to carry into other relationships in their lives.
Yes, and you know, when kids, especially when they hit junior high school and high school, as parents, we want them to open up with us and let us know what's going on, if there's problems. We want to try to help them and stuff like that. And we're laying the foundation for that relationship when they're little. And if there is that kind of a fear-based relationship, that sense of distrust, when kids get older, it's like, you know what, I remember the way you treated me, the way you talked to me. I don't want anything to do with you. And it's not a relationship where the child's going to come and say, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I'm having this problem at school with a teacher or with another kid. Or this is going on, or a boyfriend or girlfriend, they're not going to want to talk to you because it's a, you know, when you just have this fear-based relationship, it's not a real relationship. I mean, it's just anybody can have that. You have that with, you know, with bullies, with mean teachers at school and things like that. And as parents, it's so important to develop a relationship where your child feels comfortable knowing they can come to you and they can talk with you without fear of retaliation, without fear of how you're going to respond or react to that, because then you're just giving them the message, don't come to me, don't talk to me, and then parents wonder why their kids don't let them know what's going on.
Yeah, that is so accurate, Jay. I, again, I'm such a huge fan. I think this needs to be talked about more and more. I really worry about the way we're treating our kids and not respecting our kids. Jay, we only have about a minute left, but what are just some quick ways to correct unwanted behavior in our kids?
Well, I think it's important that people, if it's a two-parent household, that you be on the same page, or if it's a single parent, that there's a sense of understanding that what we want to accomplish. Do we want to punish our child, or are we trying to correct and change a behavior? So think of it in terms of how can I help my child? How can I teach them the correct ways? So that can be, people always look at the negative side, but it can be positive too. It can be when I see my child doing the right thing or they're doing the correct things, I can reward and reinforce positive kinds of things. But when I see negative things, there needs to be consequences that are consistent and appropriate with that situation, not just reacting out of my frustration, but actually a goal oriented. My goal is how can I, based on my child's personality, how can I teach them and train them how to do the correct thing? What's going to be most helpful for them to create change? And I think if we think about that, that's how we can begin to do that instead of just reacting. And that takes a lot more work to do it this way.
It's so interesting that you said that because it really does. Jay, how did you come to this way of thinking?
Gosh, I you know, it's sort of a process. I grew up in a home where these kind of things were not modeled that I'm talking about, and through experiencing that side of it and wanting to make a change and through school and you know, book that I wrote, Respect Your Children, and then actually tried to implement those with my own children and have found, you know, tremendous success with it in my relationship. And I have, you know, a high schooler myself and then two adult children who I have great relationships with, and there is that sense of mutual respect, and I see that. And so, like I say, it's just been a process of seeing what doesn't work and what does work. But it's tough because we pretty much learn from our parents, and unless we're willing to put forth the effort to realize that not everything we learned from our parents were the best, we just pass it on from you know, one generation to the next.
Jay, you are so right. You can find out more about Jay at FamilyAnswerMan.com and follow him on Twitter at FamilyAnswerMan. I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.